I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a big week. This is state semifinal week. This kind of sets the table for our next week. We are, just so I can let you know before, just in case I forget, we're on next Monday, our regular slot, 6 to 8. It's going to be a big show. It's going to be probably one of our biggest shows of the fall and into the winter. So want to let you know that this evening we have three guests. They're going to be good guests. They're going to be very informative guests at about 6:35. Head coach Jack Daniels from West Palm Beach is Cardinal Newman. They are in the state semifinals tomorrow evening. They will be playing against undefeated Tampa Carrollwood Day. The winner of that will face off against either Chaminade Madonna or Tampa or Jacksonville Trinity Christian. And that will be next week. The site is determined, Florida International. The dates aren't. They'll be released, I believe, on Saturday. At about 6:25 or so, we'll talk to Kevin Brockway, new head coach at the University of Florida. Everybody seems to be happy. That's all that cares. You know, that's all they care. If everybody's happy, they're happy. Everyone seems to be happy with all these hires everywhere around. Our friend Brian Hartline, new head coach of USF. So we'll talk to Kevin Brockway. We're going to start things off, though, because this is going to be a good segment. Bill Daly covers high school sports for the Miami Herald and does a great job. And he's like a computer. He knows everything, rankings, seedings, dates, times, everything. He'll be up in Vero Beach tomorrow evening for undefeated Vero Beach. In a state semifinal in 7A against our local Miami Palmetto Panthers. We're going to bring Bill in. Bill, thanks so much for taking the time this evening. We got a short segment, but we're going to get to basically everybody that's playing. First of all, how you been? And you got to be looking forward to it. This is a time of year that you love.
My time of year, Larry. Santa Claus comes early for me. Under my tree is the high school state playoffs, especially when it gets down to the final four in each classification. It's just really good stuff, and you know, breaking things down, because now you don't have to go through as many games. There's just, you know, there's two games in each classification. It's easy to, everything comes into focus now, you know, as you get ready to see who's going to make it to FIU next week. So it's exciting, and then looking forward to it.
Let's kick it off. 1A, we just talked about the other side. I'll be there tomorrow night up at West Palm Beach for Cardinal Newman and undefeated Tampa Carrollwood Day. But on the other side, it's kind of it's a rematch of last year in a game that Charles Fishbein and I were at, Chaminade Madonna against Jacksonville Trinity Christian, Verlin Dorn. I believe you were there too, weren't you? Or you've been there?
No, last year I was...
You were somewhere else. But Verlin Dormany, we know him very well. Great coach for Trinity Christian. He does a great job up there, and especially now there's so much talent. Last year was 35-7, I believe. I think it kind of looks the same way. Chaminade's kind of on a roll. And you know as well as I do, if Chaminade gets there, they win tomorrow evening. That's their 10th consecutive trip to state. Talk about that game.
And what's amazing, Larry, just to remind the listening audience out there, if it wasn't for what happened 5 years ago, okay, against the very same team, okay, yeah. I mean, we would be looking at 9 consecutive state championships for Chaminade. I mean, that's it. I mean, Trinity Christian went down the field in the last 2 minutes, scored with 30 seconds to go, beat him 25-0. You know, I forget the poor young man's name. It was a defensive back for Chaminade that had an interception right in his hands, and he could not hang on to the ball, or Chaminade would have won that game. And this run would have been like nonstop. I mean, my goodness. So, and the irony is, it was against Verlin Dormany and Trinity Christian that represents the one postseason loss for Chaminade over the last 9 seasons. So, I don't think. Chaminade, you know, I think Damien just gets them ready. This is routine stuff for them. You know, Verlin Dormany is a great coach. We all know that, but I don't think it won't matter. The Lions know how to take care of their business in this game, and it's going to be business as usual. Whether they can run and clock them or not, that's still up in the air. Chaminade really hasn't been annihilating anybody. They've just been taking care of their business, and they, won by 21 over True North, and they didn't even run in clock Edison a few weeks ago. So I expect Chaminade to take care of their business and get back to the state where they know how to go, the state championship game.
No doubt. Let's move to 2A. Cardinal Gibbons, great job by Matt DeBuck this year in getting back to the state playoffs. They won 3 state titles, within a span of like 4 or 5 years, a couple years back. But they're going up to Jacksonville Bulls. This team's loaded. We saw them in the opening game against Monarch, and all they've done is just get better and better. They've scored 600 points this year. They're loaded. Cardinal Gibbons has played, challenging schedule, but this might be a little bit too much, plus having to travel the 400 miles.
Yeah. And Matt's just such a great coach. I mean, you talk about somebody who gets the most out of what he's got on the field. And, they won the last 2, close games over LaSalle and Killian and did great to get this far. But I remember the two of us talking back over the summer, Larry, and you said, and I believed it, you said it's going to be Mooney and Bowles. This has got Mooney and Bowles, Cardinal Mooney and Bowles written all over it in the state final. And I don't think Gibbons is going to get in the way of that. I think this is going to be a Bowles win. And, I think Mooney will beat Coco, but you never know with the Ryan.
Never know. Coco, yeah.
They win these games, But I think it's going to be tough for Gibbons going up there. That's a real, real big ask. And, I imagine the Chiefs might be competitive, might hang in there. But eventually Bowles is way too good, and probably will wear them down. So I think that of our four teams traveling this weekend, I think that's going to be the longest odds of a team to come away with a win. So
yeah.
But great job by Matt Dubach and Gibbons, though.
Yeah, let's quickly move to 3A because, to me, we watched last week, there may not be a better team right now in the country than Miami Northwestern. I mean, they just disposed of Central. And Central, come on, this isn't just another team. Central's a national power, and they put 50 points on the board against them. They have Orlando Bishop Moore, good team. But not even close to being in the class that Northwestern is.
Congratulations to the Bishop Moore Hornets. Well done. And you're not going to forfeit the state semifinal. I understand that. So they'll get on the bus. They'll come down, and they'll do the best they can. And the coach will try and convince them that they go put their pants on one leg at a time, just like we do. And all the classic cliches, and then it'll be 42-7, and they'll go back on the bus, and they'll go back to Orlando. So we all know, we said it all along, that last week was basically the de facto state championship last Saturday at Traz Powell Stadium, and everyone, nobody has really said anything different. Everyone pretty much agrees that pretty much was the case, And I agree, Larry. And if it hadn't been for that loss to Orange Lutheran at the start of the season, a game which, ironically, it turned into a win because Lutheran were not half the four for the game. I mean, Northwestern would be in the top five in the country. I mean, I said, is there a better team in the country? Is there a better quarterback around than Neiman Lawrence? I mean, it is just, he is playing at a different level. This kid's, it's hard to believe he's only a 10th grader. It's scary to think that he's going to be around for two more years. Okay. So, this will be easy pickings for the Bulls, even on a short week and even coming off an emotional win over Central. The only thing in doubt will be whether it's a running clock or not. That's it. So if Bishop Moore manages to not running clock, that's a moral victory for them, and the Bulls will go on to the state final.
Yeah, Coach Hedrick's a great guy, and I run into him a lot, and he's been at Bishop Moore for a long time. Won a state title back in the day with Ray Lewis's son, if you remember, in Orlando. But this is a big fish to fry. They just got by O'Galley last week in a really close game, and you know what Northwestern did to O'Galley last year. So obviously, this was a game at the beginning of the year, people said, in the state finals and 3A, it's going to be a rematch between Reigns and Northwestern. But Reigns has a bigger fish than anybody understands in Sarasota Booker.
Yeah.
That team, Bill, I've been telling you, I've watched them.
You've been touting them. I did. For anybody listen, Larry's been talking about the Booker Tornadoes all year.
Yeah, how good they're loaded.
They're loaded. But now they'll have to go to Jacksonville. I'm sure they would have rather the game in Sarasota, but they got to go on the road. But so we'll see. It'd be interesting to see if Northwestern plays Booker and not Reigns.
Either way, maybe somebody could
stand up to him. So we'll see.
I'm sure it'll still be on a Saturday night and it'll still be packed. So whoever they bring down, Northwestern's going to fill Pitbull Stadium at FIU. That's a given. We don't know the dates for sure, but we know that's for sure. That's got to be the Saturday night game. I mean, it's
the dates. I believe they might have been released. I believe they're supposed to play on Friday night. I believe the 3A game is scheduled for Friday night. So, you knew it was going to be Friday or Saturday. You knew the state was going to pick Northwestern prime time. I'm pretty sure that I saw it somewhere where the 3A game is going to be Friday night. I believe the 7A game might be on Saturday night. So anyway,
That's fair enough. I think this next game is really intriguing because we know that American Heritage Plantation, I mean, they're defending state champions. They're loaded with talent every year. They had the toughest schedule in the state. I mean, no doubt. I mean, when you come out of the gate and play against St. Joe's of Pennsylvania, come back from 28 down and then have to play Chaminade and have to play St. Thomas and have to play Miami Central. Mike Smith has done a great job. They're 7-5. They have to travel 620 miles. They've already started their journey. They left this morning. I believe they're going to Tallahassee tonight, and then they're going to go over there tomorrow. But they play Fort Walton Beach, Chuck DeHatchie, and everybody goes, oh, who's that? Let me tell you something. Frank Beasley's done a great job. Frank Beasley is an oddity because this is somebody who was a great football coach for a long time. Then he became the director of the FHSAA for six, seven years. Then he went back to his alma mater at Choctaw, which is in the Panhandle, and took over that program 6 years ago. And he has really built the program. The Indians are 12-1. They probably assimilate a South Florida team more than anybody else in that Panhandle area. They're big, they're fast. He's done a great job. Heritage has got their work cut out for him. What do you think?
Yeah, Greg, and a great win for Choctaw going to St. Augustine last Friday night and beating St. Augustine on their field. And I'm not sure, Larry, I've never been there. I'm not sure if you've ever been there. That is historically a really, really hard place for visiting teams to go in there and win. I mean, they just pack the place, the whole town just packs into the place, and it's just a team that fiercely defends its home field. Heritage, I mean, Mike Smith, talk about a great coaching job. I mean, and to lose your quarterback early in the season in Dia Bell, okay, and then have to go, you know, throw Leon Strotter out there. Great, it's great to have a quarterback like that, but a mid-season quarterback change like that, is just it's really, really tough on top of the other injuries that he had.
Yeah.
I mean, that was documented. I mean, that the Patriots were really banged up something fierce and got healthy at the right time and had a nice, great win over McCarthy on the road last Friday night and got themselves in this spot. But boy, oh boy, if they can pull this off and beat Choctaw, go all the way to Fort Walton Beach and beat Choctaw, I mean, Mike Smith, he should be the damn coach of the year, whether he wins a state championship game or not. I mean, it's a really, really big task that they have for sure.
Let me run through the rest because we got only a couple of minutes. 5A, we know what's going to happen. It's the usual St. Thomas Aquinas 45-7 over whoever it is. It's Riverdale this year, Fort Myers. Obviously, that looks like pretty much a given. Another game that's kind of unusual, Wes Broward, first time ever getting an opportunity to play for a state semifinal, going to a Gainesville Buchholz team that's loaded. It's going to be a tough assignment for Coach McCartney. If they play their best, they're going to be in the game. If they make mistakes, they're going to get beat. But great opportunity. And let me just dwell on the game you're going to be at. Vero Beach, undefeated at 13-0. Haven't been in this position in 44 years, since 81, I believe. And they're going against Palmetto 11-2. It's never been in this position, right?
No, Palmetto, well, they were in the state semis 5 years ago. When they went to Vero and won, I was up there at that game. I covered that game 5 years ago. That was a regional final because it was a COVID year. There was an extra round, playoff.
That's right.
Palmetto went up there for a regional final, and thanks to the great Leonard Taylor, the great defensive player, made a huge defensive play, and Palmetto managed to get out of there with a great 10-7 win 5 years ago. It's funny, I actually tracked down my Herald story today and he sort of sent it to Mike Manasco. I said, Mike, here you go. Here's my story from 5 years ago. Maybe you'll be inspired maybe tomorrow night, but it's a big hurdle. This will be a first ever state championship berth for Palmetto, right? Vero Beach, their only one came 44 years ago in 1981 when they won the state title. And this would be a huge win for Mike Manasco. Mike's done such a great job down there with this program. And they came so close, 5 years ago when they lost in the last minute to Osceola. But they got a tough assignment, a real tough assignment. Yep. Vero is with Lenny Jankowski, they're really tough. And the whole city of Vero Beach will be there packed into the Citrus Bowl. But they did it 5 years ago, maybe they can do it again. So we'll see.
Yep.
I'll get a firsthand look at that one.
Good stuff. Billy, I can't thank you enough, brother. Keep me posted tomorrow. I know you will on that game. I'll let you know what's happening up at West Palm Beach for Cardinal Newman. Boy, I would love to see Cardinal Newman and Chaminade because it's good for South Florida. And I would love to really see Wes Broward and Wes Boca. Both of them have really tough assignments. Wes Boca's at Armwood. Armwood hasn't given up a point in a month. So should be interesting. I can't thank you enough, brother. We'll talk soon. Let me know tomorrow how everything's going.
Larry, I'll be texting like a crazy person at you. That's for sure. Take care.
Have a safe trip. All right.
Okay.
Bill Daly, Miami Herald, does a great job. He'll be at Vero Beach in Palmetto.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.